Good morning, everyone. Let's see, I'll try to share a few thoughts with you this morning. As always, they're scattered. But if you would, turn with me to 2 Timothy 1, chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy 1, 7. Sometimes I come to the realization that I'm not as young as I used to be, and that sometimes occurs when I find myself forgetting things. I read this verse, 2 Timothy 1, 7, and it gives me some thoughts. It says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And I read that sound mind, and that's a very inviting thought, you know, especially as you get older, because sometimes it doesn't feel like everything fires as easily as it used to. And, you know, I even find myself, I've got three words, I won't be able to remember them now, but it's anecdotal, Scott Dennis, and cortisol. And that's strange, but what I'm doing there is I've got three words that I've just experienced total mental blockage on, you know, previously when I try to recall them. And so I put those on a list in my brain, and I'll be driving to work or something like that, and I'll say, okay, got to pull them up. And I'll practice pulling them up. And it does help, but I don't think that's what's being talked about here with the sound mind, because something about this sound mind enables, it doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but it does give us a spirit of power and of love. And you know, I'm an engineer. I go to work and I write things, and sometimes I'm, you know, they're complicated, and I'm really impressed that I wrote something, and I could come back the next day or the week later and look at it and just not know what I did, you know. So this is not that weakness. This sound mind here is not that engineering ability or poetic or academic ability. It's something else. So looking at that, what is this sound mind? So I look at some examples in the Bible. I'll try to recall them. But there's some places in the Bible where Jesus Christ upbraids people for lack of faith. And in those instances, you'll see evidences of fear. You'll see evidences of other things. Like there's the time Jesus was asleep on the pillow in the boat, and the weather stirred up. And those people, when they came to him and finally woke him up, their thought, I think these were disciples too, they're questioned it. They said, don't you care about us? So that reveals their mindset toward Jesus. They didn't have the knowledge that he cared for them. And there's another one where the disciples are in a boat rowing, and he comes to them in the water, and they have fear. And he upbraids them there for forgetting about the loaves and the fishes and feeding the multitude. And so they have forgotten something there. So this sound mind, I think, involves us remembering something. And, you know, what is that? And to put it in a nice little box, these people experienced something and they had forgotten it. And we experience things, and we know they're of God, and we know God has cared for us, and we'll go through life and we will forget them. And the next time we come upon something, it doesn't shape our response to it. And so what we experience, and then there's actually, you know, I remember some stories from Ralph Danger that were chilling to me, but they were him witnessing what God had done in his life, and those things stick with you, and when you remember them, it tells you something about God, you know. And then we have Hebrews with a great cloud of witnesses, and these people experience things in their lives that reveal something about God, and that's something else to remember. And then, you know, we can encourage each other when we're down with your own stories and things that are applicable. Usually, sometimes you're equipped in ways to help people you don't know, and it's usually because you've experienced something. Anyway, to do all that, we have to remember, you know. And so I think this sound mind here is about remembering, which kind of scares me because as I get older, I don't seem to do that well. But I saw something the other day on a video where it was an elderly lady. She was struggling with dementia and things like that, and she was very sweet. Her personality was very sweet, but they were asking her questions about what year it was, and she didn't know, and who this was and who that was. She didn't know her relatives, but they asked her about Jesus. She lit up. So. So anyway, I think when we don't remember, we get fearful. When we don't remember, we forget that God loves us. And we act in a way that shows that. So anyway, I'll leave that there. But if y'all would join me in prayer. Our dear Lord in heaven, we thank you for your greatness and your love for us. We thank you for this opportunity to gather together. And Lord, we ask that you remember that we're but dust. Help us to, Lord, lift our voices and all that we have unto you in praise and worship. Help us to walk in a manner that reflects your truth and your love for us, and that we may encourage each other in these things. Lord, be with those that are facing the challenges of this bad weather and the impacts it's had on their lives and their property. Lord, these are always hard and stressful things. Please show us the ways that we can help, and please bless them with strength and comfort and provision, Lord, in these times. And even in these things, Lord, may your name be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.